In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Sue Larson. Hello, Sue Larson.
Hello, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
On your show.
Why would I not have you on this show?
Because you hadn't heard of me before.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You've been at it quite a while, though. When's the first time you picked up a guitar?
12. So I am self-taught on the guitar.
Okay.
And I started writing songs, I might have been 13, definitely 14.
Okay, so I'm guessing you're not 16 now.
Heck no. I am on the very highest end of 50 that you can be.
It seems like you have the good attitude about it, which is the main thing.
Yes, it is. I'm now doing what I love to do. So getting to record my own material now at this spot in my life, I've only put it off 40 plus years.
Why do you think you put it off 40 plus years?
Part of it was economics, because mm-hmm. 40 years ago, you didn't have home studios and everything was down in the city. And I did go into 8-track studios to do demos, and those demos were presented to people on cassette. I did have interviews with Elektra Asylum Records in Germany, capital cities in New York, of course, and also CBS. Well, let's put it this way. They wanted me to be country and Western. I actually can have a Southern accent with no effort whatsoever, and yet I was born and raised right here in Westchester.
Really? So you're a lifelong Westchester resident?
Yes. Born and raised in Rye, and I moved all of 6 miles, and I'm in White Plains now.
Well, it sounds like you've done a lot of things, but you didn't travel very far. Why do you think that is? Didn't music take you to maybe Nashville, maybe L.A.?
Yes, I was in Nashville. Oh, New York City. I started in New York City, playing all of the clubs in the Village, et cetera. And I was doing my own material, and I might have been 17, 18 years old. I did sing in an army base in the 1980s in Augsburg. I've been down to Florida. I have sung in Nashville in one of the casinos off the track.
So it sounds like you're not a shy person. Pretty accurate?
Not anymore. Let's say I was introverted as a younger Sue. Certainly not anymore.
What changed?
Boy, that's I just accepted myself more now. So mm-hmm. all of the fears that I had as a kid, as a 20-something, as a 30-something, even a 40-something, you know, am I talented enough? Can I do this? Can I learn what I need to do? Can I play the instruments? Can I sing well enough? Does it have to be perfect? No. If you wait for perfection, you're never going to do anything. So I had to get out of my own way and allow myself to just learn what I needed to learn.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Sue Larson. Your confidence is also built on the fact that you've had a lot of jobs.
So I started off retail at the old Woolworths that, of course, isn't there anymore. I started working in a YMCA, and I was teaching children how to swim. And for a short stint, I cooked in a restaurant. I also drove for a school bus company. And from there, I worked for a private nonprofit agency in the late 1980s until I retired. So I was with them for 29 years, 11 months, and 2 weeks, because it just sounded so much less than 30 years. I was a counselor working with folks with severe persistent mental illness. Then I became a supervisor. Then I switched to HR for the last 12 years that I was with them. But the very cool thing about that job is that they allowed me to go off and sing my gigs. I'm blessed that I don't have to be so concerned about finances and saying, geez, I gotta have a certain amount of streams. I have to have a certain amount of downloads. I have to. Because financially, I don't have to. I worked very hard my whole life. I don't have to. That's huge.
You know, you talk about there's no perfect time to do anything. The perfect time to do anything is right now.
Exactly.
The song we're going to hear is called Hardly Hiding. Are you playing all the instruments on this?
Yes, I am.
What is the song Hardly Hiding about? How did it happen?
So you're going about your business, minding your own business, and I'll say this in third person, although this experience has happened to me. So you're in a committed relationship, or your fiancé or married or whatever it might be, and boom, somebody just goes, and something happens, right? So there's a unexpected chemistry and an unexpected gravitation. You're going, what the heck just happened? And, of course, that stuff can happen at any time to anyone. What you do with it is another thing. But this is just saying, acknowledging that, okay, I've got this feeling. I have these feelings for somebody else. It's not very convenient. It's kind of funny, but not really. You know, it's so it's unexpected. That's how it came out with me.
What is the website where people can find out more about Sue Larsen? LARSEN.
Yeah, okay, so www.suelarsen.biz. B-I-Z.
Sue Larsen has done a lot of stuff, and she's just getting started, and she's in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here's the song, Hardly Hiding. Sue, well done, and good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Andy. It's been a blast.